Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Are we senioritis again, Joe?
Yeah, at least you're, are you going to Hawaii again or somewhere cool?
I am not. No. Oh, okay. No.
Well, I'm not going anywhere, but...
No, I did have some plans this month, but I had to cancel them.
I'm taking Thursday off.
Great.
I saw...
Friday's off too, right?
Because of the...
USA!
The Great
USA! USA!
I saw like 3 months ago. That 4th of July was on a Friday.
Let's go, baby.
And I was like, well, there is going to be nothing happening.
Especially in your world, yeah, there's nothing
on
happening.
On July 3rd.
Yes.
I was like, I already know.
Easy day to be
If
gone.
I show up that day, I know I'm going to be checked out, so I might as well just request that day off anyways. So, yeah, I did that months ago, and so I'm not working Thursday or Friday, so I got a nice little four-day work week. I already talked to Rashad. Jordan, if you and Rashad want to do a show on Sunday, by all means, baby, go for it. I will not be here. I told him.
You're leaving that up to us?
Hey, go for it.
It's a team effort here, Schultzy.
No, ask the brand man, but
I want to make the call on that.
I told Dusty and I told Rashad, I was like, I have 4 days off where I don't need to do anything but golf and just hang out with my son, and I don't really want to drag him in here on Sunday morning on 4th of July weekend.
Just dragging ass.
Yeah, I don't, like, the last thing I want to do is wake him up at 7 a.m. to be like, hey, you got to come into the studio with me, bud.
When does he get to the age that you'll just leave him at home? Because I feel like my parents left me home at, like, 7.
That time is...
Classic 90s parenting, you know?
Yeah, that is a classic 90s move.
I think 10 was...
It was just Lord of the Flies with me and my sisters at the house, you know?
Totally, me and my sister, it was just like, hey... It's summertime. You're going to go to your grandparents on Thursday. The other days, don't burn the house down.
Yeah, dad gets home from work. I'm tied to a stake in the backyard. My sister's blowing the conch shell. Just
dad's like, how you doing, kids?
Blood face paint.
Are you having fun, son?
Real savage situation going on.
Hey, I've got a game. It's called Pulling Weeds. Hey, how about that? We're going to clear this corner of the yard today.
I like to think of Joe Fisher II walking in and seeing his children and being like, yeah, they're fine.
Or what we would do is we would write a note the night before he went to work the next day, being like, hey, can you leave us $10, $15 so we can go to McDonald's?
Yeah, yeah.
Or like Plaid Pantry.
And then Get some candy and records.
And it was always a crapshoot if we woke up and he was gone, but there was 10 or 15 bucks.
And you walk
there.
Downstairs, you're like, yes.
We look over by the note. There's nothing there. Damn it. Maybe he hid it underneath. Oh, no. Damn.
But you're like checking the placemats on the table to see if
he put
like
it on the coffee
it.
Table.
He's like, I'm gonna make you work for it today.
Yeah, let's just go in his change jar. Let's just grab $5 in quarters.
Weird, I found this bottle of vodka.
No, but Joey, I don't know. He's 12.
Oh, that's not...
I'll go on.
My oldest is 12.
Sometimes I'll go on a run, or I'll be like, dude, I'm going to run to the store real quick. I'll be back in 20
that's
minutes.
That's fine.
Do not open the door for anybody. Here's our knock code. I give him a different knock code every time. Yeah. Give him a beat or something. Like, hey, this is how you
know like
it's
me. Not
like us. Yeah, exactly. Something.
Somebody comes in with Drake. They're a stranger.
Some clips, something.
Wu-Tang for the children. You're going to learn about Wu-Tang this week, son.
I don't know, man. He's going to be 13 next year. I think maybe like high school.
I think a lot of
like
it
when he gets to 14, 15 in his freshman in high school, I'll be like, you know.
You're probably okay.
Daddy's going to play 18.
Daddy's going out tonight. I'll catch you later, boy.
Yeah, Sassy's is calling my name.
Yeah, I think a lot of it just stems from when we were kids, the world wasn't as scary. Not to sound like old man back in my day, but like
the drink out of the garden hose.
The world seemed less scary.
And also just
wasn't people like driving around schools and stealing kids
late 90s
microplastics
late 90s early 2000s was the highest that the given F factor or excuse me the lowest that the given
yes.
F factor was at. Like, we really did not give an F in the late 90s early 2000s about anything.
We were like, oh, the economy's booming, we're doing great, let's do this, nobody's crazy.
It was a different time. I am reminded of that most often when I see any clips from WWF back in the early 2000s and late 90s.
So I follow the WWE subreddit, and every once in a while they show a clip, and you just look in the crowd and read some signs.
There's a Twitter account, I think it's 90s WWE.
Yeah.
It's got some great content.
It's like, TLC were just a bunch of blanks, and you're like, how does that make TV?
Well,
how did that get on TV? Cable TV. This isn't pay-per-views. This is just like USA and Monday Night Raw.
I remember I got access. This is when WWE, I think they might still have all their stuff on Peacock. I don't know.
They're moving a big switch to Netflix.
See, and I know that they were doing their live stuff there, but I didn't know if they had like the archive.
I think they're slowly transitioning the archives to Netflix.
So when I got access to Peacock, like my sister gave me her login, I was like, oh, let's go back and watch some like old 2001 SmackDown.
I did
Raw.
That for a while where I was going through, I'd watch the Raw and then the SmackDown and then the Raw and the SmackDown, Raw, SmackDown, Raw, SmackDown pay-per-view.
And there are some things that, let's just say, I forgot about.
Let's just say,
or maybe some episodes that I missed.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, for being the giant global megastar that he is, if he were doing wrestling
now... Do you like poontang pie?
Do you like pie? Just, like, the things he got away with back then...
Oh, everybody got away.
He would never be the global superstar
Xbox
he is now.
Xboxing blackface.
when they were the Nation.
Yeah, they were impersonating the Nation of Domination, and he acted like Mark Henry and went blackface.
With a fat suit on.
Yes.
Triple H was The Rock. He had the taped eyebrow that was up and the bad wig.
Yes. Or just Jerry the King Lawler just being a sexual deviant.
Predator.
All the
Not
time.
A deviant, predator, a predator.
Yeah. Puppies! It's like, dude.
The 90s were loose.
Baby. It was a different time.
It came across in a lot of aspects, too. I mean, the president was, you know, around, and music was kind of, you know, pretty much out there. You know, hip-hop and rap music was huge.
Remember they
Very like, derogatory towards certain sects of people.
They would mail...
S-E-C-T-S.
Speaking of sex, they would mail Playboys out with just that little thin paper cover over the actual magazine.
Yeah, in case your neighbors saw what you were getting from the mail.
Or your kids, like, you know, you walked past them on the way from the mail.
But it was one of those things where it's like, you couldn't rat out your neighbor because you got the same one.
I just want to drop
That's
now.
That's a nice issue, brother.
Of Jerry the King Lawler just yelling, puppies! My God.
The bra and panties match? How did that, how was that okay?
Oh, dude, I'm pretty
sure.
Oh,
right, because Vince McMahon was in charge.
I'm pretty sure, I'm going to look this up real quick, but I'm almost positive one year that they did a... yeah, this was Trish Stratus and Stacy Keibler in the Gravy Bowl match.
There's some hot on hot action.
Just wrestling in a giant vat of gravy during Thanksgiving.
Do you think they looked at each other and were like, really?
Hey.
Or was like, you're going down, bitch!
Dude, Trish Stratus, she is still in the WWE.
And she still looks good.
Dude, Stacey Keibler got inducted into the WWE Hall of
Fame.
Okay,
I haven't seen her of late.
She is looking just as good as she did 20 years ago.
Trish Stratus is still wrestling.
Yeah, yeah.
And she still looks good.
Oh, dude, Stacey Keibler. She's got legs! That was her walkout
music. I loved
her
with the Dudleys. I liked it when she became the Dudley girl.
Yeah, there was and I'm pretty sure they did an eggnog match, too.
Like gravy for Thanksgiving, eggnog for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
They definitely hyped up the holidays.
Hope they had hot towels that were, ew, that's disgusting.
Stacey Keibler versus Tori Wilson, the eggnog match.
Dude, Tori Wilson, I always thought she was the hottest of all of them.
Is she, okay, I'm seeing a picture of her. I'm just thinking of JR's voice right now. And we've got the eggnog match coming up later tonight.
They took her down. The eggnog's in her eyes. She can't see.
Eggnog match.
How far we've come, Joe. As men that grew up in that and as society.
I mean, I kind of want to go back and watch this eggnog match now.
Yeah, I might put it on later tonight.
Well, I'm too late. I already got it up on my laptop here. we go.
Good thing
is that cinnamon they got on
good
there?
Thing it's your laptop and not the corporate computers.
Oh, we got a VPN on this. We're all good.
Oakley Doakley. Well, we got a baseball show for you.
Oh, she's spanking her.
Well, of course. That's how they always ended.
Oh, my God.
And then it was like, it's the most painful thing I've ever seen.
This is great.
We got a baseball show for you tonight. We got people hurt. We got people found guilty. We got people that can't do their jobs anymore. And that's where we'll start when we come back. You know, we don't love to talk about people that do stupid things, but I'm curious how this might affect the organization going forward. We'll dive into the Tampa Bay Rays and what looks like for them also one of the hottest teams in baseball. We'll do all that next. This is Portland Sports Leader, the Hot Corner. Portland's sports leader, today, the fan. Well, I've always tried to, in the 10 years we've done this stupid little show, I've always tried to say that people that do really stupid stuff off the field aren't things we really love to talk about. However, the Wander Franco situation, I think, is fascinating from different angles other than the fact that he's a piece. He was found guilty in a court of law, although he's going to get off and not serve jail time unless he interacts with minors again. Pretty weak sauce, you know, if you ask me, but I'm sure some cashola was slipped across the bar at the old trial. But what I'm very fascinated about is how this affects the Tampa Bay Rays going forward. Now, the Rays dealt out the largest contract they've ever dealt in their club history to Wander Franco. I have to imagine they get out of this, right?
Well, yeah.
If he doesn't have a work visa, if he can't get into the country, that has to tell me that negates a lot of that contract.
Well, I would also like to believe two things. That the Rays, who are known for not liking or wanting to spend a lot of money and a lot of payroll, are going to do anything possible to not have to pay any of this. And two, I don't know if there is a provision in his and many MLB contracts that if you are charged and found guilty of a heinous crime of some sort, that we ain't going
to
pay you.
And you have to think, too, that as the players union will fight for people, you can't fight this one, right?
I wouldn't love to see Will Clark, but I definitely would love to see someone try and make that. Listen, like, he's
Will
one
Clark's
of us.
Like, hey, look, you know, he's a ball player. What's an MLB player?
Always an MLB
player. It's a brethren. We stick to each other. What happens off the field stays off the field. I have to imagine they get out of that contract. The players' union would look so bad, especially with potential in 2 years of, you know, work stoppage and fighting for other things. If the players union were to go to the owners and try to say this guy should play, I can't imagine that going well. Even if they were to win, let's say they do go for it and win, there's no way that makes them look good. Just fighting for our workers' rights, labor laws, am I right?
We got your unions. Back, brother. We got your back. I'm going to read just this quick little blurb from Jeff Passan in his ESPN article.
It's pronounced Passan.
Is it really?
No.
I was going to say, have I been just been,
I was trying to make him fancy.
I was going to say, have I been gaslit for these last 10 years?
No, I was trying to make him fancy.
Everybody's been saying it wrong.
I was going to say, my God.
Passan.
And I quote, Franco, who was on MLB's restricted list for failure to report to the team, is likely to have difficulty receiving a work visa in the U.S. because of the conviction.
That's it. You're off the team because you failed to report to camp.
Yeah.
No reasons why. We don't know, but he didn't show up.
Should he not secure
no call, no show.
The visa, he would remain on the restricted list as long as Franco is on the restricted list. The Rays would not be required to pay the salaries from his 11-year, $182 million contract. And this sentence cracks me up. MLB's investigation of Franco remains open.
I think we know where it went.
I think we're done here. But also, I don't know if you guys are familiar with how this current administration feels about immigration. And especially
brown people?
And especially criminals.
Yeah, ones that actually commit
criminal crimes. Criminal brown people.
Yeah.
Trafficking.
Don't think he's going to be getting that visa anytime soon.
I love the idea. You know, in the state of Oregon, as a longtime restaurant guy, I know Oregon labor laws fairly well, and it's an at-will state. So you can fire somebody at any time you want.
Any reason, yeah, yeah.
Now, whether or not you get unemployment and things like that, that's a different thing. You got to have grounds. But if you don't show up to work, that isn't, and you don't report why you're not coming to work, that is what we call a no-call, no-show. And you are normally terminated on the spot. And you don't get unemployment. If you get fired for sexual harassment, racial discrimination, that is a cause. Therefore, you do not get unemployment because you have violated rules.
Said things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
if you want to fire Toby, I got to have cause. It's because I hate him.
If the Rays had to pay any cent of this, I would be absolutely furious.
And that's where I want to kind of pivot to is that I'm curious, do the Rays get gun shy? Because right now, Junior Caminero, their new up-and-coming hotshot, is this kind of like...
You're not into weird stuff, are you?
We'd really love to give you this, but the only time we've ever done this, it blew up in our faces terribly.
I shouldn't laugh because, again, what he's accused of is absolutely
disgusting.
It's
terrible. And Junior Caminero has not been accused of anything like that.
But yeah, the one time that
Caminero's
the Rays,
like, are you kidding me? Yeah. I don't get the Wander Franco contract.
The one
I'm 21, I could use some
Rays
money.
Rays actually break out the checkbook for someone, this happens. And they're like, all right, we're never doing that.
Yeah, we're never
again.
Doing that again. Told you, should have stuck to the plan. Should have stuck to the plan.
Not to throw the Rays under the bus, but looking at all the pictures, because they were like social media posts with this purported underage girl, which now we know is, and Wander Franco, like, if the Rays did half an ounce of due diligence in this, they would have figured something out before the contract was signed. So, like, this is on the Rays. Come on. Like, I'm not saying you know how bad the guy is, but, like, a couple of our players are just posting pics with underage girls. Yeah, let's give them $100-some million. Like, come on. Do your damn due diligence.
I'm going to put this in top 10 of Schultzy hot takes I disagree with.
Yeah, it might be up there.
Can I cite?
I think if they knew that, Schultzy, they wouldn't do it.
No, it's
she
not
looks
about
pretty underage.
No,
she looks pretty underage.
Close.
You know what? We'll let that slide.
It's not about knowing it. That's not what I'm saying. It's about the due diligence because we've literally seen the evidence of the posts that were there before this contract was signed. It goes back to there was an experience like a decade plus ago when the Mariners literally hired an accused rapist, or excuse me, traded for one from like the minor league system of the Texas Rangers, and it was all because due diligence wasn't done by Jack Zarenzik, the general manager at the time. So frustrating that teams don't spend enough time on this, and then now you see, oh, well, on the back end, we're apologizing, and now we're understanding the ramifications of this.
Like, I hear what you're saying, but Wander Franco, not allowed to play in Major League Baseball, and his contract being null and void, is a Rays problem, is a wild take.
I'm saying that they...
That is a wild statement.
I'm responding to it and saying that this is the one time that they've given cash out, right? I guess that's... It's like, well, you know, make sure you're giving it to the right person. Like, if this is the one time that you're giving over $100 million bucks out, Maybe, like, what's the Yankee White level, like security level clearance or something you need to work at the White House? Go that deep. Like, hire 6 security firms to make sure that your investment is going to pay off.
Yeah,
just saying.
Just going through the timeline also, the contract was signed in 2021, and the social media post came out in 2023. So that
they came out, I'm saying, but where were they from?
I mean,
I would like to move on, and I would like to ask, does this affect Junior Caminero's situation? Like, do you get gun-shy? If you're looking at a Shane McClanahan, if you're looking at any of these guys up and coming, Arenada, if you're looking at these guys that are up and coming, do you get gun-shy and say, hey, we should go back to how we used to do things and pay guys as little as possible and sell them right before their contract's up?
Well, it might make a team like the Rays a little bit more cautious and, I guess, want to make sure they're signing the right people and giving them long-term contracts.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think this is a situation where any team predicts, like, something this is going to happen 2 years after signing someone to a deal like this. Like, usually they know a player, they get to know them, they spend years in their minor league system, they spend years with their scouts and other players and years in the major leagues, and, you know, there's kind of that trust built. I mean, you know, paging Oregon State Beavers and Luke Heimlich, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody thought that was all good, right? Until it wasn't. Like, usually these kind of stories and these things don't happen often, and so will the Rays be hesitant? Yeah, but do your due diligence. Make sure he's not an absolute effing creep. And then, yeah, I mean, Junior Caminero is very, very good.
Very, very good. The kid could hit 40 home runs this year.
And
his stats right now are stupid. And they, in their last, like, 30 games, are 20-10.
But I just don't.
20-11, something like that.
I just don't think that because of what happened in the past should cause you hesitation to lock up one of your best players.
I would think so too. I guess it's just
like, wow, that sucks. Let's, like, make sure that doesn't happen again. But also, dating. That's not exactly the Rays' fault.
Think about dating, okay? You're dating, you meet this chick that's way out of your league, but she's really into you. And then things go absolutely terrible. What are you going to think the next time you meet a person that is way out of your league? Are you going to have a little hesitancy? Be like,
what are you doing with me?
Yeah. I've been here before. I've seen this movie before, and I know how it ends. I guess that's all I'm curious about. For a team, and it's not about how other teams operate. It's just about how this team operates. Do you now get gun-shy? Are you now concerned that this, because Caminero's been in the league now, what, 2 years? Because he was fully in last year? Maybe a little bit the year before?
I think, yeah.
So, I mean, I haven't looked at it. I can look it up right now, but I have to think the contract's getting near.
And we like
to, you know, the new age in baseball.
Debut was September 2023. So
yeah. So the new age of baseball is to give these guys a bunch of money up front that's less than their actual market value, and lock them in so I don't have to pay a 25-year-old Juan Soto $760 million.
Yeah. I get what you're saying, but the way that he is playing, and I would maybe wait it out for another year or so to see if the performance you're getting out of him is consistent. You don't want to, I mean, he played 43 games last year, and this is going to be his first full season, legitimately.
Right.
So, well, it's been a very good first full season.
Yeah,
baseball is classic of very good seasons, and then nothing done after that. So it's looking like they're going to have to lock him up in the near future, but you just want to wait this thing out a little bit more to see if this year is just he is really, really good and talented, and this is going to be consistent performance out of him. But, yeah, I mean, I can see the Rays also being like, we're going to give you a cheap deal so we can lock you up for 7-8 years. And then when we get 4 or 5 into that, rip it up like other teams have done and, you know, make a new contract out of it. So
I hope they keep him around. I think he's a great player, and I think he's fantastic for that organization.
Yeah,
I think he's super fun to watch.
And again, maybe all this does is like, wow, that sucked. And we got, you know, we got dealt a SE hand there.
Really SE.
So let's just go through and make sure we do our due diligence. And again, I don't think you anticipate one. I don't think this is going to happen a second time.
Let's hope not.
Right? And two, I just think that you spend enough time with someone, you get to know them, but also the Rays are going to definitely take steps going forward to make sure they know a lot about everyone.
Great even question more so. Posed on YouTube, and actually I think there is an answer that's easily found. Wouldn't there be a morality clause from Lazink on YouTube? Yes, I'm pretty sure all professional athletes actually have something in there, and I just went and looked up an old MLB contract. You can be terminated by the club by failing to or refusing or neglecting to perform in good sportsmanship and becoming and be a good citizen, essentially. Like, so what is the definition of like a good citizen and being, you know, like a good sportsman? I think that falls
not,
under.
Not being an effing creep.
Exactly.
Not being a creep would be the ground zero.
So sounds like the Rays can pretty easily
don't
get out of
this. Don't hurt people and don't be a creep. Yeah. Or both. All right, more trouble in the desert. Can we officially put a nail in this coffin? We'll get to that next, but first we'll toss to Schulze with sports.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
At least you guys have won a pennant while you've been alive.
That's true. You guys got close a couple times.
Oh, close.
Yeah.
Cool, dude. Close.
Dude, I saw some stats on the Guardians of late. Oh, boy.
Not good, huh?
Not good.
Yeah, I
think... The offense is real bad. The entire fan base is losing our mind because Brian Rocchio just got called up today. We sent him down, and it was like a party on Bourbon Street. And now he's back.
Just think about this, guys. No organization in MLB is as good as the Miami Marlins to start because 9 years in MLB, 2 World Series. Name any other team that's done that?
They're none also of one of the hottest teams in baseball right now. The NL West, more like the NL losers when they play the Marlins. More like the losers. I wanted to talk about this.
Boy, you cooked them.
Showed you.
Ouch.
Burn.
Aloe vera for
roasted.
That burn.
Corbin Carroll goes down after being hit by a pitch on the wrist. And I think I'm officially here. I think I said it a couple weeks ago. Officially here to tell you that the Diamondbacks are no está aquí.
You know, I think I was kind of on this train a couple weeks ago when Corbin Burns went down with his Tommy John.
Corbin's not having a good time.
If your name is Corbin,
get out of Arizona.
And you play for the Diamondbacks.
Get out.
It's not a good time for you right now.
Hate life. Run.
Yeah, I mean, granted, they're still 500, so I don't know how the hell they're doing it. I mean, they're doing it with offense, but now that you lose one of your best offensive players, you're, you know, best of luck.
Yeah, and it's kind of a larger issue that I've been thinking about. A lot of guys are either on the DL or missed a little bit of time. It feels like, and I don't want to be hyperbolic, and I don't want to be irrational due to what's in front of me, but it feels like a lot of dudes are getting hit in the hands by baseballs. Eugenio Suarez has been out.
Back off the plate.
Schmidt has been out. And that's what kind of it is. It's some managers coming out and being like, dude, the guy's crowding the plate. Like, if you don't like it, then get away. However,
that's why I never crowded the plate when I was playing baseball. I was like, I'm not getting hit.
I just stayed in the dugout. It was a lot easier that way. Can't get hit if you don't go to plate. It's like COVID. I can't get COVID if I don't test.
I just wouldn't swing the bat. Just take three strikes, take them, go right back to the bench.
You know, sometimes I do wonder that if you just went up there and never swung and they didn't know that that's your plan, just, how often would you get on base?
What's your on-base percentage is? I'm like, well.
He was 0-for-3 tonight with two walks and scored two runs.
That's a
and one of them
that's
was an RBI.
That's a 400 on-base OBP,
one of,
OBP,
it, one of them was an RBI because the bases were loaded.
Yeah, suck on that.
You think the manager's like, hey, man, that's my guy.
How long does it take for a Little League coach to catch on? I'm like, I've seen this guy before. Wait, he doesn't swing at all. What the hell?
Hardest hit ball in the season? Oh, we actually can't find that data. You mean he hasn't swung once?
Because we don't keep data at this level. We do a scorebook, and that's it.
Is it a problem with guys getting hit by the hand, or is this just a lot of things kind of rearing their ugly head in the now?
I don't know if there is, like you said, data to show that...
data?
Dudes are getting hit in the hand more often. I mean, like, I feel like that's baseball, baby. You know, you crowd the plate. These pitchers who are trying to throw insane speeds and velocity.
Spin rate.
Less control over the ball, and it gets a little squirrely, and it gets up high and tight, and then it's hitting off your hand. Maybe it is happening more than ever, but I guess, you know, someone would have to pore over the data of Nani, how many hit over the last 5 years? There's been more hit by pitches in the MLB, and 86% of those are on the hands. You know, like, I don't know if anybody's actually done.
Since they banned Spider-Tech.
If you've done that research, I applaud you, sir.
Send that my way, friends.
I hope you are getting paid by someone to write that article.
More than we are.
Can you imagine? Someone's like, dude, I wrote this article. Oh, dude, who, what for? What publication? Oh, I just did it for fun. I researched every hit by pitch over the last 10 years and what body part they were hit.
On what night, under the lights on a Tuesday.
And the hands have seen an exponential growth of being hit over the last 5 seasons.
Well, and I think there's also something that's going on. We saw this in the Padres-Dodgers series. What was that, a week ago or something like that? It feels a little bit like it's on the field, and pitchers and batters are getting into it more. I feel like I've seen more, maybe not in the hands, but hit by pitches. The Dodgers-Padres series was real contentious. Remember, Schilt and Roberts got into it like a week and a half ago, and Roberts is yelling, and we'll talk about this after. And it looked like those two wanted to fight each other. Meanwhile, Shohei's yelling, no, guys, like, don't freak out. Everything's okay. I do feel like there's a lot more retaliation going on. Now, the last thing you want to do is retaliate by hitting a guy on the hands. If you're going to retaliate, you know, hit him in the butt, you know.
Yeah.
If you're mad at Cal Raleigh, hit him in the dumper. There's a lot of padding there.
In the back. That's the classic.
Hit him in the back. Yeah. Or an elbow with a giant pad, like a Barry Bonds pad on it.
Yeah.
You know, like hit him there.
You don't want to hit the funny bone.
But I do feel like guys are getting hit a little more. And I think a lot of this stems, and we talked about it weeks ago, a lot of this stems with just the absolute egregious calls being made behind the plate. And again, I don't know if it's because we know automated strike zone is on the horizon and could be potentially coming, but it feels like, I don't know if there's a correlation that are guys being more mad about the strike zone because they know what's ahead, or are guys more mad about the strike zone because it's become that egregious? You follow?
Kind of.
Does that make sense? It's almost like a prejudice coming across. Like if we sit here and we drink a beer and I'm like, man, I taste strawberries. And you're like, whoa, I do too now. Is it situational? Is it persuasive? Or is it just a freak of nature?
I want to say that this is a whole lot to do about a nothing, and that it's just maybe if it's more high profile players, that is when it is put more in a spotlight of dudes getting hit in the hand and hand injuries. And, but again, I don't know if I've noticed like, oh my God, that is like, oh dude, we got to do something about this. I don't think control is a problem. Maybe it is. Again, I would love to see if anybody out there has poured through the data and after what's happened with Carroll. And as you mentioned, Tatis a couple weeks ago, that if this is something that is becoming a problem, you know, I think that it's just bad luck, bad timing.
Kind of maybe looking at it in a vacuum, like maybe yeah. Overreacting
a little bit, you know, again, unless there's someone out there that points out, it's like, actually, dude, there's been more hand injuries by hit by pitches over the last 2-3 years.
Bring back Spider Tack.
Yeah. Since they've taken out Spider Tack, then I'll be like, all right, there's some number. I mean, if anybody loves data more than baseball, let me know, because I feel like that's something that, again, someone out there's got to be poring over the numbers and looking at that.
Side note, does anybody like data more than Major League Baseball?
No.
I can't think so.
Absolutely
Who's
not.
Next? Who's number two?
Basketball's starting to get there.
Yeah, I would say soccer, just because they have to justify their game somehow.
The XGA. Damn it, Joe. You just did that, didn't you? You just did that to poke me.
What the hell is XGA?
Expected goal attempts.
How do you calculate that?
Shots on goal and passes and shots
trajectory
in the box
of the ball.
Damn it, Joe.
But it's like a 0.3 or a 0.2.
I hate you.
How do you get an expected 0.2 goal?
I hate you so much.
I'm going to go ahead and not even be coy about it. I'm going to poke Patrick Harris.
Hey, I've been playing some EA FC lately, and I'll go through the box score.
FIFA doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
EA FC will always sound weird.
Yes, it is.
Going through the box score?
I'll look at the box score post-match, and I'll kind of look at some of these stats. And I'm like, I didn't know they kept track of this. Do they need this stat?
Dude, they keep track of kilometers ran.
Oh, I know. That's a very important stat. That is a good stat. That's what I'm trying to tell Joey and his soccer teammates when they do their Wednesday conditioning. They're like, why do we have to run? I'm like, you know, the pros, they track how much they run during a game.
And do you know this game is 90% running?
Yes.
Unless you're Leo Messi, who can stand around.
Oh, dude, you should have seen the look on my son's face when I told him that he had to start doing conditioning for soccer.
It was like
I had three heads.
Did you know that Mo Salah
conditioning?
Did you know that Mo Salah runs 5.6 miles every 90 minutes?
Then he tries to hit me with strikers don't have to run that much.
I'm like, that is the most
striker statement.
Diva statement I've ever heard. Well, strikers don't have to run that much.
Okay. You keep telling yourself that, bud.
We got one guy who can't do the job anymore. And no, it's not Wander Franco anymore. How does this look? And is this the end of one of our absolute most favorite managers we've ever seen in our life? That's next on the Hot Corner, Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan. I want to talk about the situation going on in Sactown. In Sacramento, some comments made by Luis Severino and some splits from him that are quite alarming. plus, we'll have everybody's favorite fair or foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour.
I mean, we don't need to do the Sacramento stuff now, but did you by chance see?
Yes. The answer is yes. Absolutely yes.
Okay.
It's not a Sacramento problem.
Or I was going to say. Or did you perhaps not see?
Not see. That's a Steinbrenner problem, not a Sacramento problem.
Oh, wait.
It was at Steinbrenner Field.
Was it the A's versus Tampa Bay?
Correct. They played again today.
Oh, I guess I didn't even realize that.
Which is fascinating to talk about. Two minor leaguers.
The minor league stadium, yeah, versus the spring training stadium, which is that technically a minor league stadium?
No, it's a spring training. But according to Luis Severino, they might be one and the same. So we'll get to that in the 8 o'clock hour, plus fair or foul at 8:30. But you know what? I think there's a very good chance that this is the end of the era for the Booger Sugar King himself. The sexiest mustache in baseball, probably a top five baseball card of all time, and that would be the great, the one and only legendary Ron Washington.
Pour one out and snort one up.
I know. He's having some undisclosed medical issues that is keeping him away from the team.
Oh, I know what it is.
And I couldn't help but instantly think, the old ticker running out on you, bud?
Yeah. Listen, I mean, you know.
Look, loved by players.
And we loved
to a couple World Series with Texas. We loved by players.
Loved to make jokes, you know. But, you know, baseball managers, they're old, man. It's a sport where it's just like, what is it, Pete Carroll is the oldest dude coaching.
He is the oldest coach.
I'd be curious to see what is the average age of NFL coaches, NBA coaches, and MLB managers. Because I would venture to guess, there's some young guys in MLB. I'd venture to guess that there's probably more MLB managers above the age of 60, 65.
Than any other sport?
Yeah.
How old's Doc Roberts? How old's old Dave Roberts? Is he over 60?
Yeah, I think he's like just about 60.
Yeah, I mean, like how old is Bruce Bochy?
He played in 2004.
Yeah, he won that. Yeah, he was a runner in that, yeah. Or a pinch runner in that World
but that's
Series.
20 years ago.
How about that? Born in
Okinawa. So he's got to be mid-50s.
Dave Roberts, born in Okinawa.
Oh, nice.
How about that?
Dual citizenship? Deport him.
Yep, see ya.
Immigrant.
Wasn't he born on a base?
I'm probably
a U.S. citizen.
I'm probably guessing.
Fake news. Get him out of here.
Nope. Sorry. And then what? Tito's what? Like 68?
Tito's over 60. Bochy's over 60.
He is.
Ron Tito's Walsh like, over 60. Is Bob Melvin 60?
Gotta be.
Oh, hold on a second.
Tito's retired twice because of a painkiller addiction, allegedly, and just being old the second time.
Well, his gut don't love the swallowing chew.
He's 66.
Tito?
Yeah, but at first I looked up Tito Francona.
And it said his dad. His dad's been dead for 40 years.
Yeah, died. I didn't see the died part. I just saw age 84. I was like, there is no way Terry Francona is 84 years old. But then I'm just now seeing the died part of the age. February 13, 2018. Rest in peace.
Oh, 2018. That's more soon than I thought.
Yeah. I mean, Bruce Bochy's what? I mean,
he's got to be 60.
He
plus.
Sounds 80.
Ooh, Brian Snitker's pushing 70, guys. I did not know that.
I buy that.
Bochy's 70. Born in France. Deport him.
Deport him. Get him out of here.
He's gone too.
Get him out of here.
Bochy looks 70. He looks like an old curmudgeon.
He does.
Win four rings, okay, sir.
He looks 70.
You can look however you want.
And sounds 80.
He does.
My boy, I wish my boy Jim Leland was still managing.
Okay, so my point is that Ron Washington, A, old. B, probably should have never been hired in the first place.
I know, but I always feel like once Ron Washington got hired, I'd watch an Angels, like I'd be watching Quick Pitch or something at the end of the night, and the Angels win, and I'm like, it's Angels Club. A little feisty under Ron Washington. And then Wash goes out, and I'm like, they're playing one for the Gipper. They're trying to win some games for Ron Washington. It's like, nope, they're still really bad.
There's part of me that when he got hired, I was like, dude, Ron Washington, Angels manager? All right. I mean, it's not going to work, but,
but I like right, it. Let's if I'm go. An Angels fan, can I get a Ron Wash bobblehead night?
I'm definitely down for that. I mean,
Ron
it's
Wash bobblehead night with a mirror and a blade.
Now, I don't want him to go out like this, though.
No.
I want him to, like you said, go out feisty. I want him to go out with an Angels team that's third scrapping.
I want to be the third base coach for the Dodgers.
Because he's done. Like, they said that he's not going to come back the whole season.
Yeah, he's done. He's done for the year.
Which
is probably his career.
Well, you know what? Actually,
he did win a World Series in Atlanta.
When was his last game that he was on the bench this season? Was it like
a week ago, 2 weeks ago?
I really want to know.
Like June.
We would have talked
15th,
about this
16th.
We would have talked about this 2 weeks ago when we did a show.
Let me see.
I love Ron Wash too much. I mean, the baseball card of him is gold mine in itself.
Maybe he's just got the trots. and just need a
the forever off. Trots. Yeah. Sorry, guys, really I'm gonna sit out this game. I got the trots. Come to find out, I always have the trots, so I can no longer manage.
He initially stepped away from his managerial duties on June 20th. So
June 20th. Yep, I was in Hawaii.
Well, and my son right now is in Southern California
with the trots,
and my son does not have the trots unless he's drinking the water down there.
Yet,
unless he's drinking tap water.
Yet,
then. Yeah. But he just went to an Angels game on either Friday or Saturday
at the Halo Stadium.
Yes, at the Angels Stadium. So I would have liked to say, "Hey, you saw Ron Washington,"
but he didn't.
But he didn't.
Did Trout play at least?
He did play, and my son was at the concession stand when he hit a home run.
No.
So my son.
Joe Four.
I know. He told me that. He's like, yeah, the Angels were losing, and then someone hit a home run, and then.
Number 24, I didn't see his jersey, but
I was,
though.
Yeah, I was at the concession stand, and then they hit another home run, and I went and like, looked at the box score and the play-by-play. I was like, dude, the home run you missed was Mike effing Trout. He's like, oh, is he good? I'm like, ah!
Children, you and your video games and your rap music.
Just stay down there.
Just ruining it for the rest
Don't
of us.
Don't come back home. But, yeah, it would have been nice to say, like, dude, Ron Washington, you caught him in one of his last games as a manager. A
couple years ago, I saw the Braves in Seattle.
Dude's a legend.
I was in Seattle randomly and had a night to kill, and I went to a Braves game and sat out in right field.
Mm-hmm.
Got to see Acuna play.
Mm-hmm.
And Ron Wash was the third base coach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was there
He was there when
for
they
the
won
World
their series,
series
in 21. Yeah, 21.
I believe so.
22, yeah. 21, 22.
Yes.
One of those years I picked them. I picked the Braves to win the World Series about 5 years
21.
In a row. And I think they won one of them. So yes. I was right. Told you so.
Brian Snitker, 69 years old, as Schulte mentioned.
But then you guys got like Rocco Baldelli and Craig Counsell and Stephen Vogt. And Booney's not that old.
I think Oliver Marmol isn't even 40 yet.
Yeah, Marmol's
young. They're going to fire him in St. Louis.
I can't remember the guy's name in Florida, but he's got to be
McCullough,
young.
Clayton McCullough.
Pat Murphy is 66.
But he, I mean, spent, he looks old.
Yeah, he spent a lot of time in Arizona State.
That's
as
a red
a,
ass
as
right
a manager
there.
Right there. What's Mike Schilt? I mean, he's probably
going to be 60 plus.
He is 56. Oh, he definitely looks
spry 56.
He looks like he's 60.
A sad 56. Let me backtrack on that.
He has moments where he looks like he's pushing 70.
Yes, he does. Those glasses. It's got to be.
And he always talks like.
Got to be the glasses.
No, we're just out here.
It is the glasses, yeah.
We're just out here trying to look at the numbers and the matchups and just kind of give it our all. And then an umpire does something and he just goes full meltdown.
Yeah, goes ape ass out there.
Mike Schultz.
Yes. Hey, Schultz happens.
Get kicked out live. Schultz
happens.
We were watching. It was on July 4th, like 5 or 6 years ago, right before the pandemic. Watched him as a Cardinals manager get tossed. It was pretty cool up at T-Mobile Park.
All right, second hour coming up for you. I want to talk about the situation going on in West Sacramento and things you have seen and things you didn't see.
Do we really have to?
Joe, you know what?
Actually, it was one of the funnier.
You can choose what we want to talk about next.
Honestly, this was one of the funnier moments of the week in baseball, I think, personally.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
I did Danny and Dusty today, and I had one that was just absolutely atrocious.
Oh, was it coming back from like coming into the second
coming
hour?
In, and I was doing my thing, you
and
know.
Danny was like, what the hell?
I know,
was
he's looking
that?
At me like, oh God, get this guy out of here.
Get him out of here.
Although,
get pulled mid segment.
If you're going to throw up, I'd rather you throw up. If you're going to throw up, and as long as it's not on me, do it like all over the desk, like all over your computer, all over the microphone. That would be amazing.
I wonder if that's ever happened.
You have to do that for the rest of the show, and it just reeks of your own vomit.
I'm sure it's happened in sports radio before, someone getting pulled mid-segment because they like might have said something. Like,
you're so lucky I don't have this up.
He may not ever put this headset on again.
No, it's not funny anymore, Joe. Yeah,
I literally replaced a radio host mid-show. They fired him. With his mom in the studio, actually.
Is his name Kino Dosta by chance?
It rhymes with that. That is correct. But yeah, yours surprised. Truly took over. I don't think that's ever happened in local radio.
Well, again, besides,
where remove somebody.
Besides something like problematic.
Take over, Monty.
Someone's like,
I'm in the bag.
Someone's like, yeah, dude, we'll give you a shot. And we'll give you, we'll let you do this show. And then they get like two segments in. They're like, oh,
absolutely not.
Oh, I see the... Oh, he's waving me over. Yeah, we're going to have to take a commercial break.
Absolutely not.
I think that'd be hilarious.
That would actually be perfect.
So it's just so bad that not even an hour in, they're just like,
but you do run into the concept that it's so bad that you become viral. And boom goes the dynamite.
That's true.
He's like, actually doing well.
Like, that's pretty legendary.
It is, for all the wrong reasons, though.
But it's still legendary.
I hope he's a great meteorologist.
I hope he is just not dead somewhere.
No, he's on news. He does well. No, he's actually got a news gig.
Sports news?
Either sports or meteorology.
There's no
dead
way.
Serious.
I was going to say, the story from that guy that I know is that he was either the news guy or the meteorologist, and they're like, hey, dude, our sports guy ain't coming in tonight. Can he just run through the sports highlights for us?
I don't even think he'd ever been on camera before, honestly.
Oh, I doubt that.
Oh, my God.
I think he just did not know anything about sports and was not used to the fast pace of sports highlights, and he's trying to read the teleprompter and watch the highlight at the same time, and he just absolutely crumbled.
Oh, my poor sister. When I was in high school, I hosted a closed-circuit television morning announcements TV show.
We need to find the film.
We have video productions.
Immediately.
I've got some at home. It's pretty great. And
a lot more hair.
And one time I was out. I was probably like suspended or something. I got in trouble a lot. And my sister did the show once.
Oh.
And my family always wants me to recreate the look on her face when the camera came on. I can never do it because I can't keep a straight face. But it's just this, like, just fear. The look of God entering your body or exiting your body, whichever way you want to look at it.
What's your sister's name?
Jacqueline.
I'm Jacqueline Harris.
Oh, no. Never even got there.
Filling in for Patrick.
Never even got there, dude. Just, and the light goes there. It's just... like jaw open. I really wish I could do it, but I can't keep a straight face. I might have that on video somewhere. You know, because we had that video productions program, I have a lot of stuff on VHS.
because you could just record it. I was like, that's funny. Put it on a videotape.
I've been hearing commercials for some sort of company.
I wonder if Will Hudson's Bay still has those in the archives somewhere.
I've heard these commercials on The Fan about how you can send in your physical copies of media.
Yeah.
They'll digitize it
you
for
need
you.
To do
or,
that
you could, or you could get a red, white, and yellow cable that has an adapter into your computer and do it yourself for free.
Well, somebody needs to do it soon because those VHSs are starting to fade. Like,
or
literally,
HDMI, probably.
They will literally start to disintegrate. And you won't be able
to see
them.
Yeah, the tape deteriorates.
Yeah, you won't see those memories anymore. So go find those tapes. I want to see Patrick Harris with hair. I want to see a young Joe Fisher reading news somewhere. Let's do it.
I do have that clip somewhere.
I want to see Joe Fisher and Joey Mack at the desk together.
Oh, my God.
That never happened. In fact, I met Joey Mack multiple times, and I have to remind him every single time. I'm like, yeah, we had a class together. He's like, oh, yeah? I was like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Reporting to Rebecca Forrest. Oh, I just talked to her the other day. Nice to meet you.
You got big-timed by Joey Mack?
They're like, yep. He was doing some bigger, better things back then. Whenever I type your name into YouTube, I just get a bunch of NPHs.
Yeah, baby.
So I think finding anything that is Patrick Harris related.
That's the best part. That's the best part about my name. Like, you got to do some serious diving.
Serious digging.
Serious digging to find me.
Serious sifting through some NPHs.
Although it's also the joke made about me that I hate the most. Patrick Harris.
Oh, Neil Patrick Harris. Great role by him in Harold and Kumar, by the way.
The number two worst joke I hate is, you do radio? Well, you sure got a face for it.
Classic. Good
Shut
one.
Your bleeping face, bleeping, bleeping.
Great one. Haven't heard that one a million
times. That's
how
times. I feel about it, yeah.
I am going to find something on here. I know I will.
I think on YouTube, the only thing you'll find of me is some bad Hunt for the Host stuff.
Oh, yeah. You talking about Washington State Cougars basketball or something like that?
Really? God, I hope not.
I think so.
There was a great one that I don't think was put on YouTube where I talked about corners being the new wide receiver divas.
Well,
that was a good one.
I mean,
10 years ago?
It's not bad.
10 years ago? Pretty good take.
It's not bad. Pretty not a bad take.
I wish I could find the one of one guy talked about Hope Solo. They like spun the wheel of death. Swag spun the wheel of death. And he got Hope Solo and spent the entire time talking about Han Solo.
Talking about Arby's roast beef sandwiches?
No, he talked about Joe.
What is the Colorado Rockies?
Joe.
That's what I would have done.
Joe.
That's what I would have done.
Joe.
That's a lot of horsey sauce on that thing.
Why did you have to do
that? And he hasn't had a hit in ever.
In ever, Jerry. And a cascade of booze rained down from the stands.
I mean, that was an Ephus ball right there. 49 miles per hour just hanging out over the plate for me.
It's like Casa Diablo is a vegan strip club, but roast beef is always on the menu.
Yes.
And I can't get it out of my eyes now. I can't. If I close my eyes, it's what I see.
This isn't that great of a story anymore, but the guy spun the wheel of death and got Hope Solo, and he didn't know who Hope Solo was, so he spent the next 10 minutes talking about Han Solo, and it was really hilarious, but he was eliminated because he did not understand the question of the test.
Good.
It's like, hey, you made a great take about Han Solo.
That was hilarious.
Actually,
we were all dying laughing.
I never thought about that when it comes to Han Solo, but we were talking about the women's national team goalie there. So
5 for $5.95 at Arby's.
You were awarded no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
We got to get out of here.
Yeah, I got some pictures to look up.
But if we have no further distractions.
Who's distracting the show?
If we have no further sandwich talk.
Honestly, I'm trying to order some food now because the girlfriend says, hey, let me order you something so it's here when you get home.
I'm not going to lie. An original roast beef with some horsey and Arby sounds baller.
No. To
that cheese sauce?
All of that.
Oh, I don't like the cheese sauce.
You don't?
No. I just
horseradish,
like
in a cup like that?
Oh,
like,
yeah, baby.
I don't get how or when
oh, yeah,
how the horsey sauce became socially acceptable.
Because horseradish.
I don't know how Arby's became socially acceptable.
Because horseradish is an acceptable side condiment for prime rib.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
I understand.
Whether you agree or not, yes, it is.
Yeah, I was going to say, I understand it is. I personally will just eat the prime rib and, you know, have it like.
I don't like prime rib. It's too fatty.
A normal human being. That's still a long, that's a far off derivative of prime rib and horseradish, Arby's sandwiches, and a processed cup of horseradish.
Yep.
Well, it's roast beef there, brother. What is prime rib?
I don't know if that's roast beef.
You mix the horsey and the Arby sauce, and life is grand.
I don't know if that's roast beef that they're giving you. Maybe roast beast, like the Grinch movie.
I don't care. I'm in.
Just serving you rats.
Roast beast.
Arby's is the most polarizing fast food joint.
I think it's the worst.
No, I think Burger King's worse.
No, I'll smash some Burger King.
Gross.
Smash.
Burger Gross. King breakfast, highly underrated.
Croissant Gross. Sandwiches, yeah.
Yeah,
very
two
good.
For five, baby.
Yeah, I'll crush some of those. I'll crush an original chicken sandwich, even though it's a god-awful sandwich. I get a hankering for that sometimes.
You know, Jack in the Box is really falling off.
A rodeo cheeseburger? Terrible. A rodeo cheeseburger, onion rings with some barbecue sauce.
I'll go to Carl's Jr.
That was on the dollar menu back in the day.
I'll go to Western Bacon.
A Whopper Jr.?
I can't do nothing about it if they get mad or not. I just say what it is. If you ask me how I feel pitching at home, I'm not going to lie to you. Because at the end, you guys are going to figure out if it's a lie or not. My job is here to try to pitch, and every time you ask me a question, be honest with you guys. So that's what I did. On last Friday, Luis Severino, pitcher for the Oakland Athletics, formerly the Kansas City Athletics, formerly the Philadelphia Athletics, currently the West Sacramento Athletics, also known as the Athletics. Whew. Sorry, I need a moment.
That's a tongue twister.
That was a lot. Okay, I'm ready. He said, quote, "It feels like a spring training game whenever he pitches at home." And I found this fascinating because it's not wrong. The stadium I thought was fun at the beginning when we watched it on TV. I was like, wow, this is cool. And as the year passed on, whenever I see a highlight from an A's game that's in Sacramento, I think it's like a top 10 web gem from like a college game or a minor league game. And no, it's Major League Baseball. Let me give you these Luis Severino stats for your ass.
I'm ready for it.
At home. He posts a 6.79 ERA and a 1.6 whip. Not good. Not good, Bob. On the road, he's got a 3.04 ERA and a 1.12 whip. He's 0-7 at home. 2-2 on the road.
Is it a cracker box in Sacramento?
I think it's just gotten to the point that Shohei just went deep. Like an absolute bomb. I think it's just to the point where it's all in his brain that he shows up to pitch and walks onto that mound and is like, I don't want to be here. And like any sporting athlete, pitchers similar to golfers can be very much in your head. You know, go ask Brad Lidge. Albert Pujols hit a home run off Brad Lidge that still hasn't landed, and it took him 3 years, 3 years to figure that out. He ended up winning a World Series and pitched well in that World Series, but it took him 3 years to figure it out. So there's a lot of head dynamics going on. And I have to imagine when Severino goes out there in West Sacramento, that things don't look very great. Don't feel great for him.
No, I'm sure it can mess with a pitcher's head. I would love to know. I would like to look at like all their starting pitching.
Just all of the splits?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just him being a little baby.
Maybe I'm trying to get it
him
pulled
being a
up here.
Bitch.
Pitching
Maybe you
splits.
Should just shut up and throw the baseball.
You know, these facilities.
Quit talking
here,
politics.
They're just not as good. Like, I got to walk all the way to the outfield.
Soft and sensitive. Well, that's pretty ridiculous.
No, it is. It is so. When Mark Kotze
like,
got
Kotze
kicked out.
Like, Kotze gets tossed, and he's got to walk all the way to left field.
He's got
to
go full.
Or right field, sorry.
Full Philip Wellman, which was that crazy minor league manager that would, like, dance around the plate and took his jersey off and covered the plate with
I think
it.
I would,
it's ridiculous.
I think I would walk as slow as possible.
You have to. Like, and
if Jim Leland was there, he'd rip out a heater.
Middle finger the whole time, double
birded.
He
might sit down on the foul line in like left and right field in between first and the right fielder and just sit down and light up a heater. Sits down on the ball boys,
Like little cherries got to fetch ground balls or outs?
Well, I mean, I don't have each individual player's home and away splits, but...
You got some Mason Miller stats?
I don't. Well, I can, but right now I'm just looking at the overall team pitching. They're better away than at home. 5.67 ERA at home, 5.08 away. So, I mean, they suck, wouldn't regardless of where they're at.
But do you think you get away with it? Because you can just be like, well, it's like that in Colorado, too.
Well, that's a mile in the air. That's a lot different than Sacramento.
I would say that is more, how do I say it? What's the word I'm looking for? Conditions of geographic location.
They literally put baseballs in humidors in Colorado.
Versus...
I didn't know that. They do.
Yes, to try to do whatever they can to limit the impact on the ball.
Classic MLB, messing with the balls. I would say that getting them out of their element a little bit and playing in a minor league stadium, it's probably messing with them a little bit. I would imagine so. But also, these guys are professionals. I think that...
I love that answer. Guys are professionals, okay? So nut up and do it.
But also, it's like, we're talking about Luis Severino in 2025. Like,
he did call himself the worst pitcher in baseball once.
Well,
he's the one that signed the contract there. He knew what he was getting into.
I'm not going to say he's the worst pitcher in baseball, but he's Luis Severino in 2025, okay? It's not like we're talking...
Hey, Luis Severino in 2024 was not so bad.
It's not like we're talking about, like, Ranger Suarez, and he's like, I can't figure it out right now. And it's like, yeah, dude, that's weird, like... Dude, you're one of the best in baseball. It is Luis Severino, okay? Like, him not being good anywhere at this point in his career is not exactly shocking to me.
Does his opinions on the organization and where they are affect his trade value?
What trade value? Are you serious? You're messing with me.
I'm messing with you. I wanted you to try to break down Luis Severino's trade value.
I was like, whoa. They do have Jeffrey Springs.
Yeah, he's good.
And I want to look at his home.
Former Tampa Bay high-end prospect.
He is good. I like
Jeffrey Springs. About to say, maybe Tampa wants Severino at the deadline.
I mean, he's... he's got that lower...
How pissed off would Luis Severino... Hey, Sev, we've traded you. Thank God to Tampa. You're like, damn it! It's another minor league stadium!
He has a 4.73 ERA at home, a 3.98 away.
That's pretty close. That just sucks.
I mean, that's almost a whole run.
But it's still 4.
4.73 versus 3.98.
3.98 is 4, Joe.
If you round up.
Okay.
Hey, in baseball, you'll take any decimal point that you got, right?
I suppose he's got a sub-4 ERA. Yeah, 3.9996.
And that is with 3 extra games played.
Oh.
So... Bigger sample size.
I stand corrected.
But yeah, I mean, as far as like the splits on batters that he's facing, they're pretty much the same. You know, batting average 231, 228.
So maybe Severino's just being a little bitch and needs to let it go.
Sounds like it, Bob. I would say so. I mean, some of the other pitchers that the A's have thrown consistently this year, J.P. Sears, he's got 17 starts on the year for the... A's of insert location.
The A's of athletics.
Yeah, the insert location wherever you
what
want
are his
them to
splits?
Be. Trying to look up A stuff on the Twitter too. Like all I type is an A apostrophe S. I don't know whether to put Oakland or Sacramento.
I think you just put the athletics.
That would be a good one. Yeah. And I don't want to tell you what I got when I put in A's janitor throw earlier.
You type in Hope Solo? No?
Okay. Not yet. I got
sandwiches.
I got to do that on my phone.
That's no? Phone only.
Yeah, that's on the phone.
Phone is the private. Yeah. Phone is the private messed up algorithm.
Okay. Hey, J.P. Sears, home ERA 6.68.
Brutal. Jesus.
Away ERA 4.14.
That's ooh. 2. That'll count as 2. 4.4 is still not good.
I mean, Luis Severino maybe being a bitch, but
maybe an honest bitch.
He's an established pitcher with a lower annual value in salary. So a $20 million guy that's having a 4.5 ERA season on the road, it's not that attractive, but somebody will give him like a number 30 prospect for him, I guarantee it.
Let's do one more. Osvaldo Beto.
Now you're just making stuff up, Joe.
Nope, that's a real pitcher. Osvaldo Beto.
Beto.
I don't believe you.
6.94 ERA at home. 5.4 away. So, I mean,
again, so they're all better on the road, but they all still suck.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, who was it on this show that had the A's making the playoffs?
Not me. It wasn't me.
It was definitely me.
Was not me.
Boy, I don't know why they let me put this headset on.
Well, hey, if they could just have Jeffrey Springs.
It's not a headset. It's just some old AirPods that have strings, and this one doesn't even work.
Has not died yet, which is amazing.
Angels and Rangers are within striking distance in the wild card still. So, yeah.
If they could just play every game away and have Jeffrey Springs pitch every game maybe they'd be all right.
Severino's got a 304 on the road.
Oh, so yeah, Severino. Yeah,
Severino, Springs. Just you those are 1-2 punch.
1-2, 1-2, 1-2.
Like the old days.
Yeah, exactly.
Cy Young once pitched 4 days a week.
Threw 200 pitches a night.
200 pitches a night, 9 innings, 4 of those 5 starts.
These boys are weak. They got soft hands. Only throwing 80 pitches a game.
Well, we'll see how that goes. I don't think it's going to end well for the Athletics.
No, they finally broke.
I don't think it's going.
I did see the spot
athletics.
Where the new stadium in Vegas is going to be.
They finally broke ground, right?
Yeah, it's across the street from Mandalay Bay.
Does it look nice yet?
No, it's just a fence.
I saw that they had their groundbreaking ceremony. Or
but
whatever.
It's not far from the famous
shovels in the ground.
It's
as
not
they
far
say.
From the famous "Welcome to Las Vegas" sign. And I was talking to the cab driver, and he goes, "Yeah, this is where the new A's stadium is going to be." And I was like, whoa, he's going to be like, this intersection is going to be a nightmare, mm-hmm. and I will never be here. Oh, by the way, where the A's are building their stadium, that's where that shooting was.
Jeez.
That concert shooting.
The
I was like, oh, dumb, dude.
Oh, because he was in a Mandalay Bay window, wasn't he?
Is that a part of the tourism stops now? And right here, right where you're standing, is where a bunch of people were brutally murdered by a shooter. And
I'm never
going
to Vegas.
My dad almost went to that concert. They were in Vegas, and him and my stepmom were like, "Should we go?" Thank God they didn't.
All right, that's enough of that.
You say you're never going to Vegas again?
No, I'm done.
Really?
It was okay. I had a great time. It's me and my best friend. Of course, we had a great time.
You won't? Did you venture onto the Strip at all?
Yeah.
Okay. It's the walking that I think a lot of people tell me. They're like,
nope,
I don't
didn't have
do
a problem
anymore.
With that.
Okay.
Nope. It's just hot and gross and capitalistic.
Bad
and
batch of blow, huh?
No batch of blow. Actually, that was the problem.
That's why I need to go back to
that
Vegas.
Even on Fremont Street, it's expensive now.
You got to get a yardstick.
Does it mean everything or the blow?
I mean, both? All of it?
All right, we come back. It's everybody's favorite, fair or foul. But first, we'll toss it to Schultzy with sports.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite. This is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, we'll toss it over to our fantastic producer, Jordan Chaussois.
Appreciate you guys. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day.
Happy Bobby!
You sounded like Guy LaDouche there for a second.
Yeah, Chaussois.
Yeah.
Guy LaDouche.
Who's Guy LaDouche?
From MXC. Remember Most Extreme Elimination Challenge?
Dude, MXC is the greatest.
One of television's most.
That's a throwback.
I would have never gotten through high school without MXC.
Dude.
The late nights when there was nothing going on, you were at a buddy's house, you could turn that on, crack open a Steel Reserve, and you were good to go.
MXC. Steel Reserve.
Shout out Colby Hepner, wherever you are, you beautiful, beautiful human being.
Might have to throw on some MXC tonight.
Probably streaming somewhere.
I think I'm going to as well. I think I'm going to get home and load up a big fat bowl of Cheerios and watch some MXC.
I think it's on Tubi.
Oh, Tubi. Tubi's free.
Which is free.
But we're going to. I love that you went full Papa T. It's free.
It's free.
In fact, it's more free than
it cost us no money.
No money. I love cows.
Some of the best 90s programming, 2000s programming.
It's so good. I think I'm going to watch. Joe. You want to simulcast it? We could FaceTime each other.
We're going to on Twitch live tonight watching some MXC.
Some MXC, bro. Me and Fish.
Join us, chat.
Yeah, go watch all that old stuff. Seriously, I love all those free channels like Tubi and Pluto. Go watch.
They do have a lot of the stuff that's like
the perfect,
not important, nothing that's like really culturally significant.
Yeah.
But things that you remember being important to you at a specific time.
It's the perfect like millennial like time capsule.
Like I love Hanna-Barbera cartoons, the old stuff. Yeah. Like when I first started loading bowls of Cheerios, like I loved old cartoons. Scooby-Doo, Flintstones, Jetsons, etc.
Absolutely. Oh, man. Yeah, Legend of the Hidden Temple, Power Rangers, all that good stuff. And you can do the Netflix thing, by the way, with the simulcast. You can, like, watch a movie with a friend. So maybe you guys line up, do that, watch some old episodes.
But can we go live,
of
chat?
Seinfeld or something.
Can we go live?
I'll get a headset. I'll get, like, a Britney Spears thing, and we'll do it.
All right, guys. I want to be there if that's happening. Let's start with something related to Bobby Bonilla Day. Of course, we've all been talking about deferred money a ton in Major League Baseball specifically since Shohei Ohtani signed his big deal with the Los Angeles Dodgers.
I swear to God, if you mention Chris Davis's name.
No, I mean, he's on the list.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Yes, actually.
Max Scherzer.
It is one Ken Griffey Jr. that we are going to talk about. There is just a couple of fascinating facts within all the guys like Manny Ramirez making a ton of money. I think Brett Saberhagen made $250,000 a season until like last year, and he was 60.
That's awesome.
I know, right? Just cashing this check for
this
30
guy's
years.
Dead. Yeah. Then cross him off.
Exactly. Well, one guy who was not dead but was still making money, as we are talking about, on Bobby Bonilla Day, getting his $1.19 million check from the Mets for 10 more years, actually. Well, another guy getting a check from his former team, that is Ken Griffey Jr. He has been getting, or at least was up until last season, getting a ton of money. $3.59 million a season in deferred compensation from the Reds. He wanted to sign with Cincinnati so bad, guys. He took not only a hometown discount, but then deferred some of this money for Cincinnati so they wouldn't have to pay it until later. But guys, fair or foul, pretty hilarious. So that was happening until 2024. The Reds have been in a bit of a rebuild the past few years. So fair or foul, Ken Griffey Jr. made more money in 2023 in Reds salary than everyone else actually on the roster. Fair or foul?
Oh, there's no way the Reds roster is under $20 million. There's no way the kid made $20 million.
Wait.
I'm saying...
Say this again.
$3.59 million.
Oh, his yearly, made more than anybody else.
On that year's roster in
2023. Wow.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, who knows, like... They've had rebuilding years there, but they've had a couple of guys.
Ellie hasn't gotten his contract.
I am going to, in 2023 is the year?
2023.
I'm going to say foul because I choose Joey Votto.
Okay.
Was he?
I know, that's the question. Was he still on the team? That's what I'm going with. I'm going with Votto. I didn't mean to like skew your thoughts here, Joe, but that's what I'm going with. You can't cheat. Don't cheat. Put that laptop down. Joe's cheating. Joe's cheating.
He's looking.
Was Bronson Arroyo on the Reds at the time?
Getting higgy with it.
That's a name that I've not heard in a long time.
2023. Over 3.95 in a yearly salary.
2023, the Reds were pretty bad.
There's got to be at least one veteran on the Reds that was making.
That's what I was thinking about, Joey Votto.
Yeah, I'm going to say foul that there was at least one dude on that team that was making
Mike Moustakas?
3.95.
Oh, the Moose. I forgot about him. No, it was not the Moose. You guys are both correct. It is foul. It was one Joey Votto.
Nice.
It was the final year of his deal. $25 million salary. The next closest, 1.95, Nick Senzel, their center fielder for that year. And yeah, everybody else basically, outside of a couple of relievers, we're all getting the major league minimum. So pretty funny to see a rebuilding team like that still paying a guy 20 plus years later more than they're paying everybody on their roster.
Yeah, I sat in.
Basically happened.
I sat in on Danny and Dusty today, and Danny and I were talking about Bobby Bonilla Day, and we were kind of talking about how, you know, there's a lot of people with deferred money. Like Chris Davis has some deferred money. Ken Griffey Jr. has deferred money. Max Scherzer, he has some serious deferred
money. Oh, yeah.
It's like 20-plus million that he's going to get paid till like 2035.
Endeavors.
But and, yeah. but it's kind of like the whole Bonilla situation without, you know, annoying everybody and getting into it for the thousandth time today in sports radio. It's more fascinating because of the Bernie Madoff situation, the yes. paying you to go away. It's a giant market. It should have been 6 mil, turns into 29. So there's so many things part of it. I would like to know the day that Shohei gets his first $70 million paycheck.
Yeah.
And then that will be Shohei Ohtani Day. Because that will be after Bonilla's done, and I would like to continue Bonilla into Shohei.
But the guy, like, Shohei is good.
Understood. Bobby Bonilla was a good player. Now, he's not Shohei level, but Bobby was a good player. Bobby was an okay to above average player.
He was jettisoned, though, on the downswing of his career.
Well, because they wanted to get Mike Mussina, but he signed a 2-year deal.
And you bring up the perfect. It wasn't really as much as the downswing, as much as they thought, hey, we're going to make 10% on all these Bernie Madoff investments.
Well, it was that Bernie stuff.
So 8% to Bobby Bonilla, we're still going to make money.
I'm telling you, in 2035, when Shohei is not playing baseball and collects a $70 million check a year for 10 more years, we're going to talk about that.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to talk about that.
Damn right.
And I'm going to pull this up because I'm pretty sure after Bonilla signed that contract, he sucked.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's the thing is that...
Well, yeah, but before that, he was a pretty good player. You going to tell me that Pujols' contract is garbage because he sucked after it?
Well, kind of.
Still a Hall of Fame player. Still hit 700 home runs.
Bobby Bonilla, Albert Pujols... Not exactly the same.
Did Bonilla, was that in New York?
Also played third base, though.
Was it in New York where Bonilla told the reporter, make your move?
Don't remember.
God, he was not fun to deal with for anybody, it sounds like. Okay, guys, let's move on to another person.
I retract my statement somewhat.
Not fun to deal with. That would be one, and I'm not sure any team wants to deal with him, that would be one Wander Franco, of course. The case about him seemingly wrapped up down in the Dominican Republic, found guilty of sexual abuse of a minor after that sexual relationship he had with a 14-year-old when he was 21 became public and basically started getting investigated a couple of years ago. He was put on the restricted list, has not been removed from that. You were talking about whether or not the Rays would have to pay his 11-year, $182 million deal. Not really sure about that, but one thing that I'm also not sure of that I think actually has a potential of happening is whether or not he could be on another roster again. Remember, he's still very young. I'm not saying I support it. I don't, but teams want good baseball players, and I've heard some crappy justifications in the past. Thankfully, it seems like we've moved to a point in society where we don't see teams doing that nearly as much anymore. See Ray Rice as an example for the Baltimore Ravens. But guys, fair or foul, Wander Franco will play another MLB game.
Foul.
Absolutely foul. If you can't get into America, you can't play.
Well, yeah, he can't right now, though, right? But think about this. 7 years down the road.
I don't see it.
No, okay.
I don't see it. I just think even if it was 7 years down the road, I don't know
how. The MLB
how...
basically has a line where it's like, oh, hit your wife? Hit your girlfriend? Physically assault a woman? We might make an exception for that.
Let that go, paging Marcell Ozuna.
I feel like there's two things in society that you cannot come back from. Murder. And any
pedophilia.
Sort of pedophilia. Yeah.
Trevor Bauer can't get a job.
And he is pretty much
at this
point.
And he was kind of exonerated.
Literally was. The accuser had her lawsuit thrown out.
And he can't get a job.
Yeah. Hard foul on this.
Hard foul.
That thing is lining left way out of the stadium.
In about 2 years, we're going to hear about Wander Franco being arrested in the Dominican Republic for a DUI. Like, that's the next time we hear about him. That's the last time we hear about
him. Quite frankly, I hope I don't ever hear about him.
Yeah.
Weird about the Marcell Ozuna thing. It wasn't caught on tape, right? But the Julio Urias thing was. I remember he got
look
into
at Julio Urias.
Like, but literally, if it's caught on tape, I guess, Ray Rice, another example. Like, if you do it behind closed doors, apparently MLB's okay with it.
As long as you don't see it.
It sucks.
Wow. Who was in the staircase?
Oh, the minor league player, I believe, at the time.
Ooh, sorry, I had to scratch my ear in my head.
Was it a Braves? No.
Did you say Ric Flair?
No, it was a minor league player, though, right?
Yeah, there was an MLB player. Maybe he was in the minor leagues, but he was beating up his girlfriend in a staircase somewhere.
Like at a stadium.
In a parking garage. Yeah.
It was bad.
Oh, no, they all suck.
Jackass. Playing baseball is a privilege.
Yeah. Damn right. All right, guys. I got one more for you. Let's see. Ooh, all right. So not necessarily a stump you, but kind of a see where you guys are leading here in about 6 or 7 weeks from now. Seattle Mariners, Cleveland Guardians, both been playing at different points of this season. Cleveland not so much lately. Seattle still technically in the wild card, but about 3 or 4 games better than the Cleveland Guardians. Although, I know, Patrick, you are a diehard Guardians fan.
Unfortunately, that's my squad.
I mean, you guys, hey, I'm jealous of you guys' third baseman, man. Jose Ramirez is a freaking stud. Stephen Kwan, for some reason, has a diamond rating in MLB The Show, but
Platinum Glove winner.
Yeah, former Platinum Glove winner, that's right. We got one, too, in Cal Raleigh. But it's just kind of a crapshoot, it seems like, with these teams. They'll show up for a week, and then the next week, they play like absolute S. So, guys, fair or foul, the Mariners have 44 wins as of now, and the Guardians have 40. Fair or foul, the Mariners will finish the season with more wins than the Cleveland Guardians.
Wow.
Well, Alan A. loves hearing me say this.
He's coming right at your throat.
Alan A. will love this. I will say fair. I think Cleveland is in some big trouble, an historically awful offense for the month of June. I believe we had 4 hits in 3 games. That Nick Martinez, almost no-hitter. Yeah, that'd be against my team. And this team, or no, sorry, it wasn't Nick Martinez. It was, no, I think it was Nick Martinez. Yeah, this team's really bad. I thought this team had a chance to win the division. I thought this was going to be the hardest division in all of baseball in the American League Central, and it's just not. That team has an historically bad offense. Tanner Bibee's kind of figured it out a little bit.
I would say the Royals have a historically bad offense at this
point. But they got Bobby Witt, and I think you'd rather have Bobby Witt than Hosey.
Not this season.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. I'm going to take the Mariners. I mean, Cal Raleigh's an MVP candidate, and the pitching staff isn't even there. You know, Kirby's starting to make his way back, but, you know, Gilbert's finding his stride. Miller's still on the IL. Like, they're still... they still have so much more to come to where Cleveland has called up Brian Rocchio again. They threw a party on Bourbon Street when Rocchio went down to AAA, and now he's coming back to the majors. Seattle, for sure. I'll take fair.
Yeah, I'll take fair as well. The Guardians, they were my pick, too, to win the division. I was actually looking at our divisional picks.
I mean, they could have gone to the World Series last year.
Yeah, they just...
if John Kenzie hits one more home run, that series changes against the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean...
And that guy's in the minors now.
I think our concerns about the Guardians coming into the season were, and still is, the hitting. And if your name isn't Jose Ramirez or Stephen Kwan...
And Kwan had a bad June.
It basically applies to everybody on that roster.
And you get the bump. You get the bump in Seattle. Like, Cal Raleigh's playing well, and then guys play well around him. J.P. Crawford's been pretty solid. A Rosarena the other night with 2 home runs. Like, when you have a guy like an Aaron Judge or a Cal Raleigh that continue to do that stuff, a Shohei Ohtani that continue to do that stuff, guys get inspired by it. People are on base more. It elevates you, and Cleveland just doesn't have it. I think the real question is Steven Vogt the answer? That's the real question right now.
Well,
you had a good year last year, but it's a year after Tito. Is that the house that Tito built, or is this something that you can continue to do?
Well, time will tell. I think he definitely has a much longer leash now because of last season.
Agreed.
Hey, you got to like Kyle Manzardo hitting for power, though, this year. Hey, he's a coug. And a pickle.
Yeah.
And a solid mustache.
Yeah. When at the beginning of the season, I was like, that guy's a coug. Right now, I'm like, that guy's a pickle.
Oh, wow. Don't even want to claim him anymore? Wow.
Well, it's just people aren't good. You know, it's like it's hard to attach yourself when guys aren't very good.
Manzardo will be fine.
You know, it's like if Cam Ward struggles in the NFL and be like, you know, those Miami quarterbacks, you should never trust him. And if he balls out, then it's like, you know, go Cougs.
Get him a pickle back and some Cougar Gold, he'll be fine.
And some whiskey.
Some whiskey.
Sculpt Travis Pizzana. He'll be fine.
I would like that a lot.
In due time.
All right, that is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. It's the Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan. We'll be back next week on Tuesday, as we always are, 7 to 9. There's some stuff I eventually want to get into. I have some stuff written down, but I can't remember it. I'll be on Danny and Dusty again tomorrow, filling in for Boss Man, because I guess he's in, like, important meetings and stuff.
He had his kid in today. How unprofessional.
Unprofessional.
Unprofessional bull-ass.
I have never seen anyone, let alone somebody I've worked with, bring their child into this place.
Forget that I brought my son in a week and a half ago. That was different.
Joe was on a different wavelength.
Different circumstances. Okay.
I remember. How old is Joe? 12, 13?
He is 12.
He's 12.
Medium Joe.
The first time I met Joe, he was like 5. You brought him in once. You were producing this show.
I used to bring him in a lot.
You used to bring him a lot. Yeah. When you were producing. Yeah.
Fun fact, today is my 10-year anniversary with 1080 The Fan.
Congratulations, Joe.
One whole decade at this place.
That's awesome, man.
Yep. And
what do we have to show for it? Nothing.
Not a whole lot. No. Joey, yeah, I've been bringing him around the station a long time.
I know. I feel like there was a time where I didn't see number 4 medium for like 2 years, just because of things. Like you didn't have to bring him in, and I hadn't seen him. I think Mike was still on the show, and then you brought him in, and it was like, oh God, I only know that's medium because he looks exactly like you,
dude. You would be, well, you saw him last year.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, somewhere like in between, maybe 4 or 5 years.
Yeah,
COVID probably. I probably didn't see him all through that COVID year.
Well, dude, I will say that if you even saw him today, like just 1 year in between of seeing him, the dude has sprouted. He's got acne. His voice has dropped. Like the amount of growing he did in a year.
He talks to me more now than he ever did. What? Yeah, sometimes I'm like, hey, dude, what's up? He's like, hey, man. To our previous, he was like, hello.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, he's getting to that point where he thinks he's a lot cooler than he actually is.
Great, I love it. Good luck, Joe.
Yeah,
Godspeed. Dude, I got a 12-year-old at home. She does the exact same thing.
Sassafras.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I'd like to give a big shout-out to George Springer today for completely wrecking my fantasy team.
You probably deserve
I had Max Fried on the bump looking for a quality start. He ruined that. Then Luke Weaver came in a 4-4 game and he ruined that.
Yeah, gave up a grand slam.
yeah. So I hate you, you cheating loser, and I hope you never make the Hall of Fame because you were part of a cheating organization.
You have
look no further though. Toronto, quietly, one of the hottest teams in baseball.
Yeah. They
I hate it. I was looking at Fried versus Gosman, and it was 2-0 Yankees, and I was like, well, Fried's a better pitcher.
I've been waiting.
And Gosman had the quality start.
I've been waiting for the fall off of the Rays, the Blue Jays. They're and I don't know if it applies now because of what they did today. Going into today, they were the only team above 500 with a negative run differential.
That can't be good, Joe.
They were the only team above 500 with a negative run differential. But, again, that has now changed because of their win against the Yankees today. So they can say they have a positive run differential for one more day.
What if this is the start of the Yankee fall off? I would trade my fantasy season if the Yankees just started sucking.
I really hope so.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Then they really could fire Aaron Boone.
And let me retract my statement.
They won't. They just won't.
Well, they've let Cashman go on bad seasons there for years, too.
Let me retract my statement that the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, which that name still doesn't make sense to this day, they are 500. And they are a negative 45 in run differential.
Negative 45, so they're not even coming out of it soon.
No.
What are the Blue Jays at right now? What are the Blue Jays at right
now? +4.
Yeah, see, that's what it's more like. +4 because George Springer had 7 RBIs today.
Now, a couple teams that are close to that, Padres +13.
Okay, but still plus.
Mariners +17.
Oh, better than the Padres, huh?
Those are the 3 like close team, and Giants are +30. They have not been playing well.
Look, for a National League team that probably doesn't pay a ton of attention to the American League, if you told the Padres that the Mariners have a better run differential than them, I have a feeling they would not be very happy about that.
No.
How much are they paying Xander Bogaerts there?
Yeah.
I mean, they got 5 guys making over $200 million on that team.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No
50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.